We're going to do the sugya of women and mitzvah saseh shazman grava, particularly the mitzvah of tzitzis. Whether women, why it is that women are pater, or from where we know that women are pater from mitzvah shazman grava, and how this relates to the mitzvah of tzitzis, volunteering mitzvah shazman grama, volunteering brachos and mitzvah shazman grama. There aren't very many shas topics that are bigger than this as a shas topic. So if there's one shir that you're going to listen to in the summer, it should be tomorrow's shir. But if there's a second shir you're going to listen to in the summer, it should be today's shir. So let's get started. The source of all of this is the Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us certain rules about which mitzvos different types of people are chayiv in. So the Mishnah tells us, for example, Kol mitzvos ha'aval ha'ben, it goes on to say, Echol anashim echol anashim chayavin, Kol mitzvos seishas man gram, in the second line, anashim chayavim anashim p'turus, all time-bound positive mitzvos, men are chayiv, women are pater. But kol mitzvos seishas lo azman gram, a positive mitzvah that is not time-bound, Echol anashim echol anashim chayavin, both men and women are chayiv. What is an example of a mitzvah say that is not time-bound, that is not zman gram, but is a mitzvah sasei? What? Mezuzah, let's say. It's a mitzvah say, has nothing to do with time. You have to have mezuzah on your house at all times, so that women are chayivin. V'kol mitzvah lo sasei, and any lav, bein shazman grama, bein shalom azman grama, whether it's time-bound or not. What would be a time-bound mitzvah lo sasei? Time-bound mitzvah lo sasei? What? Shabbos, the Yisurim Shabbos, the Yisurim Chametz, these are time-bound mitzvah lo sasei. And non-time-bound mitzvahs lo sasei, like nevela, chazer, all those things. So all of those things are, women are chayivin. So essentially, women are chayivin all lo sasei shabbat Torah, and very many mitzvah sasei in the Torah. They are only exempt from mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So frek the Gemara, five dapim later on, daf lamed dalet amin alef, meseches kiddushin. Mitzvah sasei shazman grama, nashim p'turus minolan. Where do we know that women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama? So this is it. That number one klal that you always have about women, mitzvah shazman grama, where does it come from? What's the source of it all? Mitfilin, gamar mitfilin, we learn it out from tfilin. Since the Torah teaches us that women are pater from tefillin, so we can derive from there that any mitzvah similar to tefillin, in that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are going to be pater from. That's generally the way we learn out things in the Torah. So it's called a binyanav or a mematzinu, that if the Torah tells us a chiddush in one place, we have the right to apply that chiddush to kol haTorah kula. If the Torah tells us a chiddush in two places, what's the rule? Then we cannot apply. What's that called? Shnei k'suvin aban k'achad. The shnei k'suvin aban k'achad in melandin. But if the Torah teaches us a chiddush in one place, mematzinu, binyanav, we apply that to kol haTorah kula. So says Gemara, tefillin, yeah?
What if tefillin just happens to be mitzvah
yishma? Meaning, how do you know the defining characteristic of tefillin that we're supposed to compare it to kol haTorah kula is the fact that it's man grama? Very strong question. It's a very strong question.
The tefillin is based on the fact that it isn't mitzvah yishma grama, fine. But it just happens to be after Talmud Torah. That's okay.
Right. And the Gemara does ask those kinds of questions, meaning that how do we know which of the... Meaning, maybe it should be women are pata from any mitzvah that involves boxes. Or women are pater from any mitzvah that involves ksav of Torah, or something like that. How do we know to take the quality of tefillin, of the fact that, meaning the characteristic of tefillin, that it's mitzvah shazman grama, and apply that? It leads you to believe there must have been some mesorah involved. It's not just a pure mematzinu, that there must have been some mesorah involved, that there's some sort of distinction between zman grama and any zman grama, but to apply that distinction to a Torah of women, we learn from tefillin. That's what leads you to believe something like that. So says Gemara, how do I know that women are pater from tefillin? Never says in the Torah women are pater from tefillin. Tefillin, Gemara, let me Talmud Torah. We learn from Talmud Torah, and that's going to be our Shiur on Shabbos about women in Talmud Torah. That ma Talmud Torah nashim peturos have tefillin nashim peturos. That just like women are pater from Talmud Torah, so they're pater from tefillin. Great. So says the Gemara, but wait, why would you compare tefillin to Talmud Torah? You should compare tefillin to mezuzah. Which one is more similar, tefillin and Talmud Torah, or tefillin and mezuzah? Tefillin seems to be much more similar to mezuzah. It's a mitzvah that involves a scroll, and it's it's something that's placed somewhere. Talmud Torah is an action; it doesn't involve any scroll. So it's you would think that tefillin It doesn't have to involve any scroll. You would think tefillin is much more relatable to mezuzah. So, and mezuzah women are chayavin. So says Gemara, no, tefillin Talmud Torah iskish bein parsha rishon bein parsha shniyah. Both in the first and second parshas of Shema, the Torah links tefillin to Talmud Torah. But mezuzah, tefillin is only linked to mezuzah in the second parsha of Shema, not in the first parsha of Shema. So says Gemara, v'nakish mezuzah l'talmud Torah. But we should say women are part of our mezuzah, because we should compare mezuzah to Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, no, they can't be part of our mezuzah, because mezuzah guarantees l'man yirbu yimeichem, that you can have arichus yamim as a result of mezuzah. Mezuzah affords a certain protection, it affords a certain bracha, and what? Nashim lo vayi chayi. Do you think that women don't want long life? They also want to live. You can poll 10 women on the street or 100 women on the street, 99 out of 100 will tell you they want to live a long life. So women also want a long life, and therefore it's a mitzvah that's going to be nogea to them as well. Women want everything. Good. Also a very strong question. Somewhat that they want. And they want to wear tefillin, and they want to wear tzitzit. They want to do a lot of things. So how does the man yirbu yumechem, the fact that they want long life, tell you that they're necessarily chayiv in the mitzvah? Just tell me that maybe they can participate in the mitzvah, but that creates a chayiv of the mitzvah is very difficult to understand also. This Gemara, just reading line by line, is somewhat challenging. Yeah.
Like women live less time than men?
Women live longer than men, actually. The average lifespan of women is longer than the average lifespan of men. It used to be in ancient times, though, when the Gemara was written, they lived shorter because they had a baby and died. That was, there wasn't much. The mortality rate of motherhood was, pregnancy and delivery, childbirth, was astonishingly high. The fact that any woman ever wanted to have a baby was pretty amazing. But anyway, that's a little off topic. So bottom line is, we see from here that women are chayiv in all mitzvahs, but they're pater from mitzvah shazman grama. And the Gemara goes on to give a few exceptions, a few examples of mitzvah shazman grama that women are in fact chayiv in. Matzah, for example, women are chayiv in, because the Gemara Pesachim makes a drasha that we link the isra of chametz with the mitzvah of matzah. So anyone who's included in bal tochal chametz is also included in kum echol matzah. And are women included in the isra of chametz?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Because all those haseis are included in. So anyone who's included in chametz, we have a similar drasha the Gemara has in Maseches Brachos and Maseches Shavuos, where the Gemara says women are chayiv in kiddush. How do I know women are chayiv in kiddush? Because Zachar v'Shamar, that we link Zachar and Shamar. Zachar and Shamar are used interchangeably in the two sets of Aseres HaDibros, in Parshas Yisro, Parshas V'Eschanan, and the rest of the Dibur is exactly the same, except for the word Zachar is traded out for the word Shamar. So normally a Hekish, it's an unusual type of Hekish, I think Rabbi Razin pointed this out. Normally when you have a Hekish, it's two things that are right next to each other. So the Torah compared them, the Torah linked them to each other because they're right next to each other. But this is an unusual kind of hakish. They're nowhere near each other in the Torah. But it's the same set of Ten Commandments, and the word Zachar is traded for the word Shamar. So that itself creates a hakish. So we learn, Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar, Yeshno B'Zachar. What does Shamar mean? What is Shmira Shabbos? All the don'ts of Shabbos, all the los haseis of Shabbos. Are women allowed to do malach on Shabbos? No, because it's los haseis. So anything they're not allowed to do, anyone who's obligated in the los haseis of Shabbos is also obligated in the mitzvah haseis of Shabbos. So women are chayiv in kiddush on a doraisa level. Women are chayiv in kiddush. So that is those are examples of a mitzvah shazman grama. But women are chayiv anyway because there are certain exceptions to the rule.
If the Torah isn't written in order, how could there be such thing as a
hekesh? The hekesh is within a single pasuk, within a single parsha, within a single, and also. This is an important point to clarify, even though it's a little bit off topic. When we say Ein Mukta Mucha B'Torah, it does not mean that God took all of the psukim that he wanted to dictate to Moshe Rabbeinu, threw them up in the air and saw where they landed and just randomly gave them in some random order to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then none of the Torah would make sense, it wouldn't even read straight. What Kadosh Baruch Hu did is he put them in a very specific order, in a very clear and very specific order. That order is not chronological. That's Ein Mukta Mucha B'Torah, meaning it's not a historically chronological order of the Torah. So Bamidbar Perek Aleph and Bamidbar Perek Tes happens before Bamidbar Perek Aleph, because it actually says the date. So you see that it's not chronological. It does not mean that there's no order to the Torah. There's a lot of order to the Torah. There's logical order, there's spiritual order, there's a lot. There's Shem Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu order in the Torah. There's no chronological order in the Torah. That's a very, very important point to know. Okay, so now that we know this idea of Mitzvah Shazman Grama, what about Mitzvah Saseh Midrabanon Shazman Grama? Are women chayev in Mitzvah? Are women also pater from Mitzvah Midrabanon Shazman Grama? So what's an example of a Mitzvah Midrabanon Shazman Grama? Chanukah, Megillah, right? These are Mitzvah Midrabanon Shazman Grama. Well, it happens to be, the Gemara tells us, those they're chayev in because Afein Hoyvo Sanes. Machlokas and Rishonim, what Afein Hoyvo Sanes means, whether it means that they're also included in the Nes or they were the Ikar Nes. Machlokas in the Balei Atosfos, we've had a discussion about what the Mechayev of Afein Hoyibos HaNeis is. I was in the Daf Yomi show, I didn't have that discussion here. Whether Afein Hoyibos HaNeis is Mechayev them on the same level as men, or it's a new Mechayev that brings it to a lower level than the Chayev of men. But women are Chayev in those mitzvahs because of Afein Hoyibos HaNeis. There's also Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Brachos that maybe women should be Chayev anyway in all mitzvahs say Drabanan Shazman Grama. Because why do any of us have to do mitzvahs Drabanan? What's the mechayiv in the Torah? Meaning, the rabbis could tell me, do this, do that. I could say, who says I have to listen to you? So the pasuk in the Torah is Lo Sasur. Now, Lo Sasur is a Lo Sasay. And women are chayiv, we saw in the Mishnah, in all Lo Sasay is in the Torah. So if the mechayiv to listen to the Rabbanan is Lo Sasur, an argument could be made that women would be chayiv in all dinim drabanan, whether it's a mitzvah sasei drabanan or mitzvah lo sasei drabanan, because the mechayiv is a lo sasei. On a daraisa level, the mechayiv of listening to drabanan is a lo sasei. Women are chayiv in all lo saseis. That's how the Maram Shik explains those Rishonim. Maram Shik has a beautiful Sefer on mitzvahs. He has very similar to like the Minchas Chinuch has nice lamdas in each mitzvah. When you buy a standard set of Shalos and Tshuvos Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. When you buy a standard set of Shalos and Tshuvos Maram Shik, there are two volumes of Shalos and Tshuvos, and one volume is like a Minchas Chinuch type of Sefer that he wrote. So in that Sefer, he says that's the idea of those who say that women are chayiv in mitzvah seder abanan shazman grama. Seems like a very compelling argument. Why would you say, what's the other tzad? Why would you say they're pater from mitzvah seder abanan shazman grama? What would be the tzad to say that they're pater? So there is a rule that whenever the rabbanan make a takana called the tiknum rabbanan ke'ein da'oraisa tiknum, which means all dinim drabanan, maybe there's some exceptions, but all dinim drabanan are patterned after dinim da'oraisa. So if the rule on a daraisa level is that time-bound positive mitzvahs women are pater from, when the Rabbanan are going to make their own time-bound positive mitzvahs, they're going to pattern it after the way the Torah did it and keep that rule in place that women are going to be pater. So the Machlokas Rashi tells us in Maseches Brachos Daf Chav whether women are pater from mitzvahs that say derabbanan shazman grama has two sides to it. You can understand the svara for each side. The svara to say that they're chayiv is because it's all based on lo sasur, and lo is a lo sasay. The svara to say that they're pater, it is called tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun. If they're pater from daraisas that are zman grama, then they would be pater from the rabbanans that are zman grama. Now, the very fact that the Gemara has to tell me that women are chayiv in Mikra Megillah, that women are chayiv in Ner Chanukah, Zavafei Noibos Anes, implies what? Does that imply that generally they are chayiv or pater mitzvah d'rabbanan shazman grama? So it would imply that they'd be pater, because you need a special limud, aveinu yibos aneis, to be mechayiv. And that's generally accepted by all poskim, that women are pater from mitzvah d'rabbanan shazman grama, even though it's machlokes rishonim, generally we accept the opinion, mitzvah shazman grama, women are pater from. Yeah?
What else is there besides
this? So that's a good question. What else is there? What are the mitzvahs d'rabbanan, mitzvah d'rabbanan shazman grama? What? Dalakosos, but you have Afein Hoyibos HaNeis there also. So what else do we have?
Maybe
Brachos. Mea Brachos, if it's Man Grama and it's Drabanan, that would be an example. Right. It may or may not be. But I'm saying, meaning when you're learning other sugyas, you could at least use this as a pawn in figuring out where everything fits. Yeah.
When we say Afein Hoyibos HaNeis, that would tell us, I guess, that they're Pater in most cases, only in this case a bit. Isn't there a Rishon or people who say that Afhain is coming to tell you that they're Chayav Daraisa?
if the mitzvah that it's working on is a mitzvah d'oraisa, it would be.
So, like in terms of, they say like by dalakosos.
Dalakos is not d'oraisa. It's rabban.
It's a way.
The only deal. In all three places in Shas where Afi Noivos Sanes is used, it's mitzvah rabbanon. It's dalakosos. It's Chanukah. It's Megillah. It's the only place used in Shas. The question is, would we have the right to apply it to a d'oraisa? Let's say, you know, Sukkah or something like that. So do we need an answer as to why not to apply it to Sukkah, or could we just say, no, it's d'oraisa, it doesn't apply to d'oraisa? So that's a machlokas rishon. Tosfos discusses Maseches Pesachim, and again the Maseches Megillah. There are three shitos in rishonim whether it applies to d'oraisa. So it's either yes or no. So one shita in rishonim is, how do you have three shitos? That's always the question. One shita in rishonim is that it doesn't apply to d'oraisa at all. Second sheet in Rishonim, that's Tosim Pesachim. Second sheet in Rishonim, Tosim Megillah says it can apply to Mitzvot Daraisa, but it only generates a Chiyuv Midrabanan, which would mean if we were to apply Afei Nevos Anes to the Mitzvah of Matzah, let's say, then that would have only been Mechayiv women on a Darabanan level. That's why I need Kol Sheshem Bal Tov Chametz Yeshem Mekom Echel Matzah to tell me that the Chayiv Daraisa. Then a third sheet in Rishonim, Rabbi Yosef Yeshu Shlaim in Megillah Dav Dalid, says that could apply to a daraisa, and it would even be a mechayev midaraisa. It would even generate a chiyuv midaraisa. So those are the three basic shitas in Rishonim. The fun part of the sugya is defining zman grama. What does it mean that it's determined by zman? So two fascinating chidushim by different achronim that I wanted to share with you. One is the chiddush of the Turei Evan, and the other is the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger and Chachma Shlomo. The chiddush of the Turei Evan is as follows. The Balei HaTosfos are bothered in Maseches Kiddushin. Tosfos is bothered in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav. Why it is that we need a drusha to tell me that women are pata from smicha? Smicha, as one of the avodas of a karban, can only be done during the day. All of the avodas can only be done during the day. So if something can only be done during the day, by definition, it is a, you would think, mitzvah shazman grama, can only be done by day, can't be done at night. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women don't do smicha? Obviously women don't do smicha. It's mitzvah shazman grama. So Tosa says, and Tosa says all this before he says anything. He thinks all of this. He says to himself before he started writing, well, if women anyway would be pater from smicha, it must be that the pasuk is adding something more, that not only are they pater, but that if they do smicha, it would pasul the karban. That must be what it's teaching me. But Tosa says there's only one problem. That's not true. It doesn't pasul the karban. So now I'm back to my question. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women don't do smicha? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women are automatically pater. A strong kasha. So Tosa suggests, well, even though it's true, women are generally pater from mitzvah shazman grama, but I would have thought smicha is an exception. Because the pasuk says, v'samach v'shachat, that's a hekish, two words right next to each other. That means we link smicha to what? To shechita. Are women allowed to do shechita? Yes. And therefore I would think, if women are allowed to do shechita, memela, they're allowed to do smicha. Oh, that's why I need a pasuk to tell me women don't do smicha. That's what Tosa suggests. It happens to be totally parenthetically, the Rama writes in Siman Aleph in Yoredeya, in Ilchus Shechita, that women should not be appointed as a shochet, that women should not do shechita. So the question, why not? What was the concern of women being appointed as a shochet? I mean, Midaraisa, there's nothing wrong with a woman doing shechita. So the Achronim suggest that perhaps it's the way it used to work in Europe was that every town had their Rav. And what would happen when the Rav would go on vacation? There weren't so many vacations. But if he had to go to another town for whatever, well, who would take over then? Who would be the one that would answer people's shailas? So the only other educated guy in town usually was the Shochet. So Shochet was also the unofficial assistant rabbi. So the fact that women can't be a Shochet, according to the Rama, is probably based on the fact that a woman can't be a rabbi. I mean, there's nothing wrong with her being a Shochet, but she can't be an assistant rabbi. So that you know, that's a minoy, that's a sroroy, that they can't be appointed to.
Well, I can't.
Okay, we're not getting into that now. Next summer we'll have a shiur. You got to come back next summer to get the shiur on the women. No, I don't know.
Recruiting.
Yeah, starting recruiting now, on top of it. So the Turi Evan is authored by the who wrote the Turi Evan? The author of the Shagas Aryeh. So Turi Evan says, I don't understand Tosas Kasha at all. He says, Vili Nira, if you look about it, 8 lines in, the Lo Kasha Midi. Tosas Kasha is not a Kasha at all. He says, Smicha is not mitzvah sasesha zman grama. Smicha is not zman grama. What, the Turi Evan isn't moda that you can only do it during the day and not at night? He says, of course I'm moda, you can only do it during the day and not at night. It's still not zman grama. Why? Because zman grama means that there is a beginning time and an end time to that mitzvah. Prior to that time, the mitzvah cannot be done. After that time, the mitzvah will never again be able to be done. If I want to do the mitzvah of achilas matzah in tafshin ayin dalid, I missed it already. It's too late. I may be able to do matzah next year, but that's not this year's chiyuv. That's a new chiyuv. When it comes to smicha on a particular karban, if I didn't do smicha today, what can I do? I can't do it tonight, but I can do it tomorrow. The mitzvah is not going to go away. It will pause for a little bit. There will be a pause on the mitzvah at night, but it's going to come back tomorrow. And anytime, it's not going to go away forever. That's not called zman grama. Zman grama means that there's a clear beginning time and an end time, after which that end time comes, there will not be any mitzvah anymore. But there will be a mitzvah again. No, that same karban, you could do smicha on tomorrow. You have to smicha while it's still alive. You didn't shecht it yet. The clock doesn't start on the karban yet. So you could do smicha on it tomorrow.
If it's the last day of a regal.
If it's the last day of a regal, then you're mevatel all mitzvah of the karban.
Last day of the third regal.
You're mevatel all mitzvah. What do you mean?
It's a neder on the last day of the third regal.
Okay, so there are situations where you're going to lose out on the karban. But the etzem, the din of smicha, is not zman grama. So he says, and based on that definition of zman grama, it's a phenomenal definition. He says, we can answer so many issues. For example, Tosfos asks the kasha Maseches Megillah Daf Chav. Mila, bris mila, zman grama or not zman grama? Hashup shad, can you do mila at night?
No,
you got to do mila during the daytime. In fact, I've been at a few brisos where the moel checked the baby in the morning and the baby wasn't ready. And then the moel checked the baby late in the afternoon, and the baby was ready, and they had to quickly get people together, get a minion together, and do the bris. Got to get the mila bismana, and it had to be done before shkia, because it can only be done during the daytime; can't be done at night. So pashtus, you would say zman grama. Fret Tosfos and Maseches Megillah. How do I know that a woman doesn't do a mila? Because it says oso in the pasuk. So we darshan oso below osa. That a woman is not chayiv in mila. That's how I darshan that women are pata from mila. But wait, Frek Tosfos. I don't need oso v'lo osa. Women should be pata from mila because mitzvei shasman grama. Very nogel lemaisa. A lot of times I have a woman who's an OBGYN ask me a question that a lot of times in the hospital, after she delivers a baby, if it's not from family, but a Jewish family, they'll ask her to do the mila. They'll ask her to just do the circumcision. So she wanted to, make a bracha on the circumcision. So I told her, you know, you should carry a stack of Rabbi Krohn's cards, love Dr. Rabbi Krohn, any Moel's cards, and, you know, give them the card and say, you know, this guy's really excellent as a physician, I can tell you that he does a very good job. Or she should actually know that also. She should probably observe some of the meals. And then, you know, and hand out the card and say, tell him to do it right. But Lu Yitzir, if she has to do it, so normally it's not nogeh, because whenever you do a circumcision in the hospital, it's before the eighth day anyway. So there's no bracha anyway. There's no mitzvah before the eighth day anyhow. But whatever, interesting shayla. But anyway, so women are pata from mila. The Gemara says, because we have a drasha to tell me they're pata from mila. What do I need drasha? But to say shasman grama. Says the Turi Evan, according to my yesod, everything works out great. Why does everything work out great? Is there an earliest time to do mila? I just mentioned 3 seconds ago. Is there an earliest time to do mila? Absolutely. What's the earliest time to do mila? The eighth day. Is there a last time you can do mila?
No.
It's a lower level. It's a lower level kiyum, but it is still mitzvahs mila after the day. So it's a very interesting ha'ara. That is, meaning, Turi Evan assumes it's the same. not in the, meaning he assumes the mitzvah doesn't go away, you'll still do the mitzvah the next day. But you're raising a very good question. Max is raising a very good question. It's not the same mitzvah. It's a mila shelo bizman, which is not the same as a mila bizman. That's a very, very fair question. In general, the mitzvah of mila can be, you know, it's sown shir. It's probably not one mitzvah. There are multiple elements to the mitzvah of mila. There's at least tzvei dinim, probably three dinim in the mitzvah of mila. There's a mitzvah to do a maisa mila. There's a mitzvah sheyehe mahul, that a person should be gemald. And there's a mitzvah sheloye orel, an isser not to be an orel. Three different dinim that each have their own gedarim. In Rav Zevin's Sefer, Rav Zevin has a Sefer called Ishim Veshitos, which is a beautiful Sefer where he goes through intellectual biographies of various Gedolei Yisrael. So he has many, many, many pages on the Ragat Shavra, because he was a Ben Bayis by the Ragat Shavra. I think I mentioned this earlier in the summer. And Rav Zevin writes over there that what distinguished the Ragat Shavra style of learning from Rav Chaim, there are many distinguishing characteristics, but one of them, one of the distinguishing factors, is that Rav Chaim always had tzvei dinim. You know, he'd always answer a stira by saying, no, there are two dinim over here. Over there, the Rambam's talking about the din in this, and over here, he's talking about the din in that. Meaning, it's, what sounds like one halacha is really two. So the Ragat Shavra always had three dinim. He would take a mitzvah and break it down into three dinim. And he gave a few examples. One of his examples was the mitzvah of mila. The mila is actually three dinim. But mila, I don't want to get involved in mila too much right now. But says the Turei Avan, if you hold that Laila is lav zman tzitzis, you hold that Laila is lav zman tzitzis, is tzitzis a mitzvah seisha zman grama? So pashtus, if Laila is lav zman tzitzis, then it's mitzvah seisha zman grama, right? Okay, that's also debatable. Some of the Rishonim say that the fact that Ksus Laila is what patters it means that would be enough to be called Zman Grama. But look at the Turi Evan, he says, V'achinami mitzvah tzitzis, about, I don't know, 15 lines before the end, right in the middle of the line. V'achinami mitzvah tzitzis u'tfilin, l'man yamarei no'agin v'layla, d'chashav le'bresh perik yudei erevin, mitzvah shazman grama liftar asanashim. The Gemara assumes that tfilin and tzitzis are mitzvah shazman grama. But wait a second, it says Tzuri Evan, according to my Yisod, it should not be a mitzvah shazman grama. Why not? The Chiyuv picks up again tomorrow. So, according to my Yisod, doesn't Tzitzis prove me wrong? Doesn't Tefillin prove me wrong? Says the Tzuri Evan. He says, it doesn't prove me wrong. Because let's say I do wear Tzitzis today, do I have to wear Tzitzis tomorrow? If I wore Tzitzis today, do I have to wear Tzitzis tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes. If I did smicha on my carbon today, do I have to do smicha on that same carbon tomorrow?
No.
So bottom line, you see, he says that there's a difference. When it comes to a mitzvah, that's a one-time mitzvah. And if you don't do it today, you'll do it tomorrow. So then it's not considered Zman Grama, because you can do it whenever you'll do it. But when it comes to a mitzvah that anyway, there's a new chiyuv to do it every day, whether you did it today, you're going to have to do it tomorrow anyway. So that's going to be called Zman Grama, because today's chiyuv goes away at night and never ever comes back. The fact that I'm chayiv tomorrow is tomorrow's chiyuv. But today's mitzvah of tefillin, today's mitzvah of tzitzis, will never ever come back. And therefore it fits my gedar, says the Turi Evan. It has a beginning time, and it has an end time. What's not a mitzvah? It may not be a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. Meaning, so if you have a bag of dalek avos, you put it on, then it becomes a chiyuv. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that possibility. We're going to discuss tzitzis in some detail in a moment. But that's one definitional chiddush of what's called zman grama. The other chiddush that I found to be amazing is Rav Shlomo Kluger in Chacham Shlomo in Simon Tav Chav Vav in Or Chaim. Simon Tav Chav Vav is the siman about Kiddush Levana. Very short siman in Shulchan Aruch. There's not much to say about Kiddush Levana. Is Kiddush Levana mitzvah seisha zman grama? First of all, do women do Kiddush Levana? No. So we hope it's a mitzvah seisha zman grama. Most women don't do it. So you would hope it's mitzvah seisha, because if it's not zman grama, then what's their excuse for not doing it? Why? What's the real reason they don't do it? They're not at Maariv. exactly. But one would hope that it's mitzvah shel zman grama. So Magen Avraham says on the side of Shulchan Aruch and Tavchavav, women don't do it because he quotes, I think, from a Zohar or something, that heim gormos pegam alavana, that the moon is it's a sore topic for them because they caused the levana to be nifkam in the first place, and therefore they don't like to, you know, get involved with the moon. The moon brings back bad memories, whatever. That only works if you assume they're pater. That would be a good explanation. That would be a good explanation. If they're pater, why don't they treat it like sukkah and lulav and volunteer? That would be a good explanation. But if they're chayiv, I don't care how sad it makes you, you should have to do it, right? So is kiddush levana zman grama? What would you say? No? What would you say? Is there a beginning time and an end time? Let's take the three heavens together. This month's kiddush levana that will never come back again starts on roughly the third day of the month and ends on roughly the 15th or 16th day of the month. So there's a clear beginning time and an end time that I could say kiddush levana, according to the Torah Evans, should absolutely be a mitzvah shazman grama luchora. I remember the first year of DRS, first year DRS existed, we had a shalashuddis. I wasn't working there, but I was coming in on Fridays and doing like different activities and whatever. And they had a shalashuddis. I was on the Shabbaton, they had a shalashuddis at Rabbi Kamenetsky's house when he lived in Lawrence. He was living in Lawrence for the first couple of years of DRS. And Rav Naftali Yeager spoke at the shalashuddis. He wouldn't speak in the yeshiva at the time because it was in a conservative shul, so he wouldn't step into the building. Rav Naftali Yeager is the Rosh Yeshiva of Shar Yashuv. Gon Olam. Phenomenal, phenomenal Talmud Chacham. Tremendous, tremendous Gon. If you don't know Rav Naftali Yeager, if you ever have an opportunity to hear him, unbelievable Talmud Chacham. Knows Rabbi Kiva Yeager's, he's like dripping with Rabbi Kiva Yeager's. It's unbelievable. So he said over this Chachma Shlomo, and I remember so clearly, like he said it over in such a way that he mamish gave the first year in the yeshiva wasn't necessarily like, you know, not every kid was necessarily the greatest Ben Torah in the world, you know, in ninth grade. So, but he said it over in such a way that like the kids got like a geshmak out of the learning, like it was a piece of lumdus and. Like, they got a geshmak out of it. Like, it was simple enough to understand it. I was like, wow, you could really give a geshmak in learning. It doesn't all have to be about playing guitar and ball. Maybe I can be a Rebbe. You know, like, I thought it was about guitar and ball. I'm never going to do anything. Forget about it. But, so, anyway, with that introduction, now I'll say it over terribly, and no one's going to get a geshmak. But the father of Shlomo Kluger says as follows. It says, Kiddush Levana is not Zman Grama. It's not a Mitzvah Shel Zman Grama. Why is it not a Mitzvah Shel Zman Grama? Says matzah is a mitzvah shazman gram. What's the difference between matzah and kiddush levana? Can I get matzah today if I needed to get matzah? Yeah, I can go to that Walmart in Monticello, and I'm sure they have kosher for Passover matzah there because they have any Jewish product they have. So I can get my kosher Passover matzah. So I can get matzah. I can make a bracha on it. I can wash. I can even say alachilas matzah if I want to say a bracha levatala, and I can eat matzah. What am I not going to be accomplishing when I eat the matzah?
The mitzvah.
The mitzvah, right? I'm not going to be getting a mitzvah. The whole maisa and the cheftza shel mitzvah, that's all available to me. And I can do it. There's nothing stopping me from obtaining the cheftza shel mitzvah and doing the maisa mitzvah exactly like I would do it on Pesach. The only thing that prevents me from getting the mitzvah is that it's July and it's not Pesach. It's the zman that prevents me from the kiyum. Everything else is in order. I want to say, let's say I missed Kiddush Levana this year. So I want to say, this month rather. I'm supposed to say it every month. I want to say Kiddush Levana tonight. Can I obtain the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah? No, why not? You need the moon b'chidusha. The moon's already on the way out. I can't even get the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. Let's say I had the way to reverse Shemayim Va'aretz and I was able to, pull off Yehoshua or Moshe Rabbeinu or whatever, Nakdim Ben Gurion, not Nakdim Ben Gurion, Choni Amagel, and I'm able to reverse you know, and I'm able to figure out to get the moon back to Kedusha, even though today it's already toward the end of the month of Tammuz. Let's say I'm able to do that. Would I then be able to do Kiddush Levana? Yes. The brach of Kiddush Levana is not a brach that's designated to a certain zman. It's limited to when you can obtain the Chavta Shal Mitzvah. It says, Mashalama Hadavar Doma. A new pre. A pre that's bum is man lezman. It only grows in certain seasons. A seasonal pre. Plums. Whatever, that's a bad example. But a seasonal pre. You make a bracha shechianu. Is it because it's man grama? No, it's not zman gram, it's just that only that season am I able to obtain the pre. But if it's available all the time, like plums are in our supermarkets, right? So that means that it's not seasonal anymore. But if I were to get it at a certain time, if I were to change the season that it grows to a different season, so then it would still be a bracha of shechianu. The definition of zman gram, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, is not that practically I can only do it during certain times. It's that that which limits my kiyum mitzvah is the date on the calendar. If what limits my kiyum mitzvah is my inability to obtain the chafetz shel mitzvah, b'lo yitzur, if you could imagine that I would be able to obtain the chafetz shel mitzvah at any given time, I would be able to do the mitzvah. Well, then it's not zman gram. Kiddush Levana, he says, is not zman gram. Beautiful Kiddush of Shlomo Kluger. Now I gave it over, right? All right, whatever. So that's what Shlomo Kluger. That's what Shlomo Kluger's Kiddush. And therefore, it would turn out that women should be chayiv. So his problem in the end is, why are women pater? I mean, is this consideration that Heim Gormos Pegama Levana enough for them not to do a mitzvah that they're chayiv in? It's a very strong kasha.
You could always do it. There's never a time where...
Right, if you could always physically do it, but you can't always get the Kiyum HaMitzvah.
You can always get the Kiyum HaMitzvah.
If you could always get the Kiyum, then it's not Zman Grama for sure. Because you could always do the Mitzvah. That's like...
Oh, okay, never mind.
So, and one minor tweak on that. The Tzitz Eliezer has a little bit of a different... well, let's put it this way. There's a... What? I don't know. I don't think he comes to any. Yeah. He just says that it's not zman grama. He says all the rabbis made a mistake. B'mechila mikvodam arama, mechilas kvodam. They're very respected rabbis, but they're all wrong. Okay. Yeah.
And he's gonna say about shittas and tefillin, but since it's nighttime, then the zman is.
Yeah. So tzitzis and tefillin zman grama because you have the chepza, you could put it on. You're just not going to get a kiyum mitzvah.
So,
no, potter, because that's one that you do have the ability to get the chatz. It's only the zman that holds you back. Yeah, if I could get a lulav today, I can get an esrog today, and it will be a lot cheaper.
Certain things are not always born at certain times of the year, like the dust and the ropers.
You can find. You keep them in the vacuum packs. You know, you can find. Yeah.
See, the reason for the whole tour for the mitzvah stage is not going for women is because they can't really keep time or whatever.
That's what they say. So Rav Meisha, we'll see Rav Meisha in the Tshuva in a second where he discusses whether that's the reason. No, it's probably not the reason. There's a Ramban in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel, source number 7. Take a look at the third line. Ramban says, you know, the Gemara gives examples of mitzvah shazman grama, mitzvah shein hazman grama. But he says, you should know that sometimes when the Gemara gives an example, it gives a list of examples, there's something called Tana V'Shir. What's Tana V'Shir or Tana V'Shayer? That it lists some things but leaves other things off the list. I mean, there are other examples it could have given, it just doesn't need to shake out every single example. I mean, the Gemara is not Rav Avadi Yosef, meaning he's not going to shake out every single possible source and every single possible example. So in the third line, says the Ramban, "Ubemitzvah say she'ena zman grama shi'er tuva." There are lots of mitzvah she'ena zman grama that the Gemara doesn't mention. But what? The Gemara is not going to list all 613 mitzvahs. So he says, I'll give you an example. Now listen carefully to the example. These are non-time-bound mitzvahs. Mora v'kavod b'chorim. not Zman Grama? Not Zman Grama. Well, at all times. Chala.
Zman Grama beginning.
Okay, but, right? Chala. Not Zman Grama, whenever you make the dough. Kisei Adam. Whenever you shech the chicken or a beast. Reishis Hagez. Whenever you shear the wool. Matanos. Matanos from a behemoth that you shech. Sviras Omer. So that's where everyone like hits a brick wall. Sviras Omer. He's giving examples of not Zman Grama. Is there an earliest time you can count Sfira? Yeah, Machras HaShabbos, the second day of Pesach. Is there a latest time you count Sfira? Yes, Shavuos, you count from, well, the day before Shavuos. You count from Machras HaShabbos 7 weeks till Shavuos, and that's it. Then you lose out on Sfira. According to the Turi Heaven's Gedder, beginning time, end time, yeah, it's going to come back next year, but that's next year's mitzvah, it's not this year's mitzvah. Matzah, it should be the same as matzah. Oh, but if you say like Rosh Shlomo Kluger, you can understand this Ramban. This Ramban perplexed people so much that in Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel he says it's a typo. You know you're perplexed when your only teretz is typo. And he says it probably said Samachay Ayin and it really meant Seder HaAvoda or something like that. And the publisher changed it to Sefira Zomer. Divrei Malkiel writes like that. But if you say like Shlomo Kluger, the Ramban is saying exactly Shlomo Kluger's Chiddush. What's the mechayiv of Sfira Sa'omer? What's the mechayiv of Sfira Sa'omer? When do we start? Which happens to be the day of Karban Omer. When there is no Karban Omer, is there a mitzvah of Sfira Daraisa? According to how we paskin? No. The mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer is manazeh without a Karban Omer is only drabana. Absent the Karban Omer, there's no mechayiv of Sfira Sa'omer. So according to Rosh Shlomo Kluger, you understand the Ramban very well. Sfira Sa'omer is not Zman Grama. You know what's goring the Sfira, the mitzvah of Sfira? An event. The Karban Omer is goring the Sfira. The Karban Omer may be Zman Grama, but it's one step removed. The goring of Sfira is the Karban. Now, it's not exactly like Kiddush Levana, because Kiddush Levana, you don't have access to the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. Over here, you have access to the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah because there is no Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. You are the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. It's just counting. It's saying words. So it's a little bit different, but it's saying it's not that the time that generates the Chiyuv, it's event generated. So just like when it comes to Kiddush Levana, the event of a new and growing moon is what generates the Chiyuv of Kiddush Levana. So by Sfiras Omer, the event of Karban Omer is what generates the Chiyuv of Sfiras Omer.
Yeah.
That's the old Sfira nowadays, Rabban. Yes. Yes. We'd have to check. The carbon itself is Zman Grama. Right, so it is a little funny. It works out a little funny because the carbon is Zman Grama, but the Zman is not what's going in the Sfira. What's going in the Sfira is the. Okay, that's the suggestion for the Ramban. Tzitz Eliezer has a little bit of a different touch on it, you know, a different twist on it. Tzitz Eliezer discusses Mila. And he writes that maybe for the father to do a Mila on his child, it should be Zman Grama. Why should it be Zman Grama? When does the father's Chiyuv begin? The eighth day. When does the father's Chiyuv end on his child if he didn't do it yet? When does it... What? Bar Mitzvah. As soon as the kid becomes a gadol, he's responsible for his own Mila. If the father hadn't done it yet. So that sounds like Zman Grama. As beginning time, as an end time. You have a window, you got to do the Mila. So that would seem to be Zman Grama. But yet we have a drasha that tells us that women are patur. Says Eliezer, maybe that's not Zman Grama. Because it's not, and again, a similar idea. It's not the Zman that's goring the Mila. It's having a child of appropriate age that's goring the Chiyuv. Father has a child. Let's say I have a child that I didn't do a Bris Mila on. And on July, whatever today's date is, 17th, he becomes a bar mitzvah. So now my chiyuv goes away. But I have another kid who's 11, and I didn't do a meal on him either. Do I have a chiyuv still? Yeah. So it's clearly not this man that's being goring my chiyuv of meal or not. It's the presence of a child of eligible age. It has nothing to do with this man. It's just his age. Once he ages out, I don't have the chiyuv. I don't have the chavtza shel mitzvah. So a similar idea to Rav Shlomo Kluger. Having the chavtza shel mitzvah, the accessibility to the chavtza shel mitzvah is what's the mechayev. So maybe that's why it's not zman gram. Okay, these are a couple of thoughts about zman gram, about whether it's zman gram. What about tzitzis? This was our sugya. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, so if you lost me somewhere along the way, new beginning now. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, Rabbi Yehuda Rami Tchilta L'Prezuma Din Shibese, that Rabbi Yehuda would put tzitzis on his wife's garments. On his wife's forecourt, she had these shawls or whatever that she would wear, and he put tzitzis on it. So the Gemara says, obviously he held that it's a mitzvah shalom zman grama. And that's why he would put tzitzis. Now, obviously, we don't pasken that way. We pasken that it's mitzvah shalom zman grama, and therefore women are pater from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Minchas Chinuch raises the following question. The Ritva has another limitation on the patur of mitzvah shalom zman grama. Says the Ritva, women are only pater on mitzvah shalom zman grama if it's a mitzvah shabakuf, not if it's a mitzvah nechefza. But the Ritva is not in here, but it's a Ritva that Menachas Chinuch quotes all over the place. Where is the Ritva originally? Probably in Kiddushin, but I don't remember 100%. So Menachas Chinuch says there's a Ritva that I like to quote all over. If you look at the first Rosh Tevis, a lot of times people look at this Menachas Chinuch and they won't get past the first word. Bechibur Zeh, in this book, Hevesi, he says, I've quoted many times this Ritva. That says mitzvah shazman grama only patters on the mitzvah shabaguf. What's an example of mitzvah shabaguf? That you got to do yourself, meaning you can't send a shliach.
Living
in Eretz Yisrael, tefillin, matzah, sukkah, all these mitzvah shabaguf. Lulav. What's an example of a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah shabaguf?
Kiddushin,
maybe you send a shliach. What? Mila, devout on yourself, it is a mitzvah shabaguf. What? Gerushin, right? Anything you send a shliach for, maybe it's not a mitzvah shabaguf. Mezuzah, at least debatable. How do you formulate the chiv? Is the chiv to be kaveh mezuzah or chiv ladr bebayah sheyesh bo mezuzah? So, if it's ladr bebayah sheyesh bo mezuzah, chiv on your guf to be in such a bias. But anyway, what about tzitzis? Is tzitzis a mitzvah shabaguf or not? Well, we just had a whole shiur about that. So bris mila, it depends whether it's yours or your child's. Right? If it's for your own mila, so then it is shabaguf. It's for your child, even though it's the father's mitzvah. So what about tzitzis? Well, we just had a whole shiur about it. Machlokas, whether chavis gavra, chavis mana. The Gemara Menachos says, oh, Rabbi Yehuda would put on tzitzis on his wife's beged, he must hold it's not zman grama. Says Menachos Chinuch, no, maybe he holds. It's zman grama and it's chovas mana. And therefore women are in butter, even though it's zman grama. Very sharp kasha. We don't have to pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to pass in whatever. Maybe he holds it is zman grama, but it's chovas mana. And if it's chovas mana, it's not a mitzvah shabaguf, so women aren't potter. So he says, look back at the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't just say that he put tzitzis on his wife's beged. It says two things about him. And why does it have to say these two things? Rabbi Yehuda Rami Tchilta L'Prezuma Din Shebese, he put tzitzis on his wife's beged. Next line of Gemara, next words. What are they? Umevarich kol tzafra lihis atef bat tzitzis. Does that mean? He said a bracha l'satev. If it's chovas mana, would you make a bracha every morning?
No.
No, when would you make a bracha?
When you make it.
When you make tzitzis. What would your bracha be?
Lasos.
We know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold its chovas mana. It's the next line of Gemara. The fact that he made a bracha every day, the fact that he made a bracha l'satev, shows us that he holds its chovas gavra. So mimela, you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda holds its chovas mana. And the only reason he would put tzitzis on his wife's beged, like the Gemara correctly deduces, is that it's mitzvah say shein zman grama. That's the sharp part of the Menachas Chinuch. Says the Chasam Sofer, I have another kasha. Tzitzis is also zeich liyetzias Mitzrayim. And tefillin is zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim. And lots and lots and lots of mitzvahs in the Torah are zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim. Why don't we say about every single mitzvah that's zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim that women should be chayiv because of afein hoyi bal sanes? Very strong question. Chassam Sofer says in the tshuva. Leman tizkor. This is Chassam Sofer. Why don't we say that every single mitzvah where we ever mention yitzias Mitzrayim, and look through Chumash, we mention it a lot. Women should be chayiv because afein hoyi bal sanes. So we discussed before that maybe afein hoyi bal sanes is not enough to be mechayiv on a daraisa level, and maybe it doesn't even apply to mitzvahs daraisa. Maybe so. That's one approach, not the Chassam Sofer's approach. But if you say like Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim and Tosfos Megillah Daf Dalet that afein hoyi bal sanes could apply to a mitzvah daraisa, and it could even be mechayiv midaraisa. Why don't we say Av Hein Hayu Ba'osanes by all these other mitzvahs?
This year we had a case where Tosfos in Pesach, we said according to Rav Yair, he explains that Av Hein can't be used to create a chayiv only for women. It can only be used to create for men and women together.
How does that apply to Megillah?
He uses it by Dalakosis. The Tosfos over there.
He's for Av Hein to create a chayiv specifically for women.
To create a chiv that's only for women, it's not. Meaning, we're saying let's apply it to tefillin, tzitzis. Men are already chayiv in that. So it's not creating a chiv exclusive for women.
Exactly, they're already chayiv.
Men are already chayiv.
That's why we can't use
Av. But all the mitzvahs that we apply it to, Megillah men are already chayiv. It says in the Megillah the men have to read the Megillah. And Dalet Kosos men are already chayiv.
But
the Gemara does apply it. No, you must be missing something. Go back to your notes. You must be missing something. Yeah. But if you assume like those we showed him that it applies to Din Daraisa, so Rav Salvech got a whole different approach. Rav Salvech said, is it a coincidence that Afein Hoyi Bal Sanes only applies to three mitzvos that all happen to be Darabanan and all happen to be mitzvos of Persumi Nisa? Afein Hoyi Bal Sanes is about mitzvos that are about a nes, Persumi Nisa. Maybe it doesn't apply to mitzvahs that aren't presume nisa related mitzvahs. They may relate to remembering enes, but they're not about being mefarsim enes. And those might be different things. But Chassam Sofer says different. Chassam Sofer says, if you were to stop an average Jew on the street, on the subway, let's say you're one of those people that asks a Jew every time you see a guy with a yarmulke, you want to ask him all your questions about God and Judaism, and hey, what are those strings sticking out, and why are some of them blue, and what's the deal with that thing on your head, right? So you go over and you say, those black boxes I sometimes see Jews wearing, what's the deal, what's it about, what's your answer? Because Hashem said, what's it about, what's the theme? Oh, very good. You would say the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that it's like a friendship bracelet. You know what a friendship bracelet is? You're not girls.
Yes.
Is everything like each one, right? So it's like Hashem has, the Gemara says Hashem wears tefillin. We have tefillin that says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he has tefillin that says Mi Kamcha Yisrael, and the two fit perfectly into one little heart. No, it shows that we love God, God loves us. And it's like our thing. It's like our special thing that we wear that reminds us of him, and his thing that he wears that reminds us of us. That's what it says. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the back of the kesher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. So Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? What does it say in this tefillin? Oh, it says, Mikam Chayisrael. So you see that there's that connection. That's what the theme of tefillin is. What about Seichel Tzias Mitzrayim? It's a secondary theme. It's not the primary theme of tefillin. It's a secondary theme. What's tzitzis all about? Guy asks you in the subway. What are those strings about? Remember the mitzvos. We remember all the commandments of God. In case we ever lose ourselves and forget, we just have to look down at those tzitzis and remember the commandments of God. Remember our Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of us, Kodesh Baruch Hu behind us. Great, all four corners. What about Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's a secondary theme. When it comes to Dalet Kosos, what's the theme of Dalet Kosos? When it comes to Mikra Megillah. What's the theme of Mikra Megillah? The Nes Purim. Comes to Narchanim, Nes Chanukah. All of those things, that's the primary theme. It's not the secondary theme. So that's the Chassam Sofer. Now, can women... What? That explains why we don't say Afi Noi Bosa Neis. Broadly, Tzitzis and Tefillin and every other mitzvah in the Torah where we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Knows the Rav, not
what?
That was the Rav's answer?
No, that's the Chassam Sofer's answer. The Rav's answer is that it's only by Persumei Nisa, not by Zecher L'Nes. The Rav's Mechadesh, that there's a difference between Persumei Nisa and Zecher L'Nes. That those are two different things.
So for according to the Rav, what do you Persumei Nisa?
Very good question. The Bali Atosos have a Hava Amina to apply Avi Nebos Anes to Sukkah. So according to the Rav's word, it should not apply. So the Rav says, I have a new answer to this discussion. Can't apply to Sukkah, it's not Persumei Nisa. It's a Zeichel Nes rather than a Persume Nisa. It's a way to remember the Nes rather than a way to publicize. Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom, I'm Moshe Elman. I just want to give you some
nickname. Nice to see you. How you doing?
Shkoyach.
So that's a Zeichel Nes versus Persume Nisa. You know where it comes up? Zeichel Nes versus Persume Nisa is a great vart. If you ever need like a quick lumdus on, I don't know when you need a quick lumdus, but around Pesach time. When would you need a quick lumdus? Exactly. It's a great vart, I think they say from, I think they say from Rav Gorelick, this vart. There is a sheet of the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah holds that nowadays we don't do a seba, because it doesn't make any sense to do a seba because no one leans anymore. It's not a way to show cherus. So the Ramah writes that even though women nowadays are all nashim chashuvos and therefore they're all chayiv in a seba, but women nowadays are so mech on the Rav Yah and they don't do a seba. They rely on the Rav Yah, they don't do a seba. So everyone asks the kasha, if the Rav Yah is right, none of us should do a seba. If the Rav Yah is wrong, we should all do a seba. Why would women rely on the Rav Yah and not men? So Rav Gorelick said like this. There's tzvei dinim in a seba. There's a zeichel l'neis that we're leaning because that's what our great-great-granddaddies did when they left Mitzrayim. So we're just trying to reenact what they did. Not that it's meaningful to us, but we're just remembering what they did. Leaning doesn't do it for us, but still we're just remembering what they did. And then there's the persume nisa element of a seba. Persume nisa means that we're showing that we're free men. We're showing freedom by doing this action. That's the Persume Nisa. We're showing, look, we're free. So says Rav Gorel, women are chayiv in a seba. Why? Afei no yibos ha'anes. If you say like Rav Soloveitchik, afei no yibos ha'anes is a mechayiv only in Persume Nisa. So men are chayiv in a seba for two reasons. Zeichel anes and Persume Nisa. Women are chayiv for one reason. What's that? Persume Nisa. The Rav Yah's correct. It doesn't make sense to lean in the sense that that's not how we express freedom. And that would take away any Persume Nisa element of a seba. Which would mean that for men, we'd still be left with Zeichel L'Neis. So men still have to do a seba because we're still our great-granddaddies did, whether it means anything to us or not. Women, whose only chiyuv to begin with was Persume Nisa. Well, now it's cancelled by the Rav Yah. It's a geshmak of vart from Rav Gorelick. Yeah?
What was the
The Chassam Sofer's answer was when it's the primary theme, then it's we would say Afi Noi Bos Hanes. When it's a secondary theme, then it's not. What do you mean? Okay, not everybody's take fits with everybody else's. Yeah.
If a seba is just a zecher, then what do you remember? The remembrance doesn't make any sense to do according
no,
to
you remember, you're reenacting what your forefathers did, even though it doesn't express your freedom.
It's a zecher.
But we're doing things to how our forefathers sat when they ate the Korban Pesach, how they felt.
It's not a zecher till the Yetzias Mitzrayim.
In Yetzias Mitzrayim. During the time, Yetzias Mitzrayim.
They also lean?
Yeah, that's what we're suggesting. What? Because the Rav Yah writes, who feels any sense of cheirus when they lean nowadays? It's just annoying to lean nowadays. So If that's the case, the idea of Pursumi Nisa is, look at me, I'm free. Everyone who looks will see, oh, that guy's leaning, he's free. Anyone who looks at someone leaning now is in the meeting says that he's weird. They don't say he's free. Okay, we're already late. You gotta see Rav Moshe, though. You gotta see Rav Moshe. If you didn't see Rav Moshe, if you've never seen the Shuvah of Rav Moshe, please, please take a look at the Shuvah of Rav Moshe about women wearing tzitzis, volunteering the mitzvah of tzitzis. You gotta see everything, but Rav Moshe in particular.